A joint legislative committee has voted to eliminate the Attorney General's proposed requirement that concealed carry permit holders complete 4 hours of training before receiving a permit. Republican Representative Scott Souter of Abbotsford says the new concealed carry law makes no reference to a specified length of training.
But we have to trust those citizens to rely on how they feel when they are doing the training and when they know that they are ready to handle that weapon. We have reasonable standards that we placed in the bill. To go beyond that, we think, is not following legislative intent.
But Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says without the four-hour requirement, there is no objective standard to hold either trainers or permit holders accountable, making the law virtually unenforceable.
If the legislature's intent was to not have a training course, which I think is absurd since they put those words repeatedly in the statute, then getting rid of the four-hour requirement will accomplish that. I believe the training requirement will be gutted.
Van Hollen says most other states that have training requirements include either curriculum guidelines for a gun safety course or a list of training organizations approved by the state to provide training. Some Republican legislators say they will include a list of approved trainers once a permanent rule is written. So far, almost 1,000 permits have been issued, and the Department of Justice has received more than 20,000 applications. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.